You must be getting very excited.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it now. Philly's in good nick. Managed to get her here as best we can, so fingers crossed now for a bit of luck and hopefully things fall right for us.
Let's deal with the distance question. French Oaks, mile and a quarter, this a mile and a half.
I gun to head, I can't see it being a problem. Unfortunately for me, I don't have a crystal ball and can't see into the future. I've been in this game long enough now to know surprises come at us pretty often. So, but we're confident going into it. We're going to ride her as if she gets it confidently, and fingers crossed we're right.
And do you see Sia Class as the one that there's potentially the unknown here? Because, you know, she went and won the Irish Oaks on about her fourth start.
Yeah, no, look at it. Looks a very, very progressive filly. Looks to have a bit of class the way she won the Irish Oaks. But look at it, it's a group one. You've got the best fillies in Europe running. So I wouldn't expect anything else bar it to be a very tough race, you know.
Even more important because it is in Carl's backyard. And, you know, the Yorkshire folk love a Yorkshire horse like this.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be a good buzz if she wins. But look, it's great to have a filly of her stature to you know what I mean, to keep us occupied for the season. So fingers crossed, whatever happens, she comes back safe and sound and we'll go from there, you know.
But with eight runners in, I mean, we shouldn't have any hard luck stories. The wide open spaces of the Nays, my, the best horse ought to win it. And just hope it's Lawrence.
You'd like to think so, you know what I mean? But like I said, it is horse racing. But yeah, definitely, no, look, it's a great track. It's a fair track. So fingers crossed the public get a good race and the best horse wins.